My name's Ed Snowden. I'm 29 years old. I work for Booz Allen Hamilton as an infrastructure analyst for NSA. Any analyst at any time can target anyone, any selector anywhere. Where those communications will be picked up depends on the range of the sensor networks and the authorities that that analyst is empowered with. Not all analysts have the ability to target everything, but I, sitting at my desk, certainly have the authorities to wiretap anyone, from you or your accountant to a federal judge to even the president if I had a personal email.
Welcome to the Savage Nation, and welcome to the death of the Fourth Amendment by Barack Hussein Obama. Not a constitutional lawyer, but a constitutional destruction machine. The phone number here is 855-407-282. This is the biggest story of your life. You have to understand something. You're living through a tsunami that is running over America from this illegitimate, out-of-control criminal regime that has seized power in the United States of America. The NSA scandal is the biggest scandal of your life. It makes Watergate look like what it was, a green pea inside a tidal wave. Now, the question to you is, because many of you are confused, is this fellow, Edward Snowden, a patriot or a traitor? My point of view, he's a patriot. How does he differ from the other case of a hacker who is now being tried basically by the U.S. Army? You remember his name? There's a big difference. The other guy was trying to undermine the U.S. military. He had no altruistic intent whatsoever. You know who I'm talking about. Don't compare two. It's apples and oranges. That would be like comparing Rubio to George Washington. The fact of the matter is, the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden, who is running for his life because he knows he wouldn't last one day in an American prison, he'd either fall out of a window, he would either hang himself in the cell, he'd either swallow a toothbrush or a razor blade, he would choke on a green pea or a carrot. That's why he has disappeared. That's why he's gone. Is he a patriot or a traitor is the question to you, the Savage Nation. If you care to sound off on this important topic, again, the phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I suggest you give up your American citizenship and apply for citizenship either in Syria or Lebanon because you don't belong in America. Who is it who I'm talking about? Why has he disappeared? Who is he running from? Do you think Obama is finished? The contractor who leaked the NSA files has dropped out of sight, and the United States is trying to extradite him either out of Hong Kong or out of China. The fact of the matter is, the reason they want to extradite him is to make sure he's killed. Why do I say that? Why? Didn't you see what appeared on the top of the Drudge Report a little earlier? I guess not. Well, I'll tell it to you. Who overheard them? Someone in the media overheard members of our national security team talking about killing him at an airport. They were doing it in a jocular manner. They were kidding, of course, but they said that he should disappear. And they were doing it. Here it is. Now, I can't find that story, by the way, but it was up a little earlier. They said he should disappear. He should be disappeared. And now he's disappeared. Now, I'm not naive. Do I think that this occurred out of the blue? No. Is the timing of the NSA scandal, all of these leaks, rather suspicious? Of course it is. It occurred one day before the premier of China, the communist dictatorship China, was coming to America. Now, let's put two and two together. The head of China and his wife are coming to America to meet Obama. Obama reluctantly tells him in advance that he's going to have to make a show of asking him about hacking into American computers, meaning China. He's going to have to lecture him in order to hold any of his creds with his liberal base because he can give a rat's behind to the rest of America. His hardcore liberal base demanded that Obama challenge the dictator of China on hacking. So what does the dictator of China do? Well, I don't know. Is he related directly to Snowden in some way? Can't tell, but there seems to me to be some relationship. So the Chinese premier sends Obama a piece of polonium sushi, a piece of toxic dim sum, is sent back to America the day before, and it's dropped in Obama's lap to say, oh, so you want to put me on the carpet for spying on America? I'll tell you what, I'll put you on the carpet, Obama, for spying on your own citizens, and let the citizens decide which is a bigger dictatorship. That's how I see it. That's number one. But whatever the reasons are, this is a gift, because this gift can save your life. This gift should save America. This gift will save the Fourth Amendment, if not the First Amendment and several other amendments, which I've not studied in detail. He is a hero. He should be winning a Nobel Prize for what he did. But instead, he's on the run. Because any hero in the United States of America, any hero who stands up to these despots called Obama and his cronies, has to run from America. But where is he running to? That's the question. If he's hiding in China, he's going to be extradited. I doubt very much that they'll hide him. For all I know, he may wind up in Russia. The Russians may take him in just out of spite, despite Obama. God only knows where this kid's going to run. But this is the kind of American who voted for Obama. Did you hear what he said in his speech? He said, I voted for Obama, and I'm a liberal, but I will not live in a country with a president like this. In fact, I think what you ought to do is listen to his speech, which you're going to hear today throughout the Savage Nation. Is he a patriot or is he a traitor? Now, I know many of you are naive and you're confused. And you say, well, you know, I've got nothing to hide, and therefore I don't care if the government snoops on me. Well, you're not a born free man. You're a slave. You are born to be enslaved. You are born to have a ring in your nose. You're born to be no more than a cow in a field with a bell on your neck. You're not even a sheeple at that point. You're lower than a sheeple. The government has no right to snoop on you. Have you remembered what this country was built upon? It was built on an oppressive British government, King George. A Revolutionary War was fought to kill the British and get them out of America so that we would not have to worry about an oppressive government listening in on us, seizing our mail, reading our mail, because that's what King George's minions did. Any mail that was sent in the colonies was read by British snoops. They read the mail to see if there was any insurrection being planned. So now Obama has become a clear representation of everything bad in the world. Everything evil in the world is now in the lap of Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder. The question is, where do we go from here? When we have no opposition party to speak of, when we have a bunch of old corrupt drunks in the Republican Party who are invisible and inaudible at a time they need to be speaking out loudly and forcibly, as loud as I'm speaking, about this threat to our very existence, that drunk Boehner is nowhere to be found. Not one of the Republicans is to be found. And the usual slab of suspects like Dianne Feinstein, one of the most suspicious individuals in the history of the U.S. Senate, a woman whose fortune has quadrupled, if not gone up tenfold, since she has entered the Senate, which unto itself should be unallowed, is supporting spying on Americans. Now, many of you would say, well, we need to stop the terrorists. Really? Did they do just that with the Boston Marathon bombing? How come they weren't spying on Muslims in America? So in other words, who are they spying on? I said this to you on Friday. I don't need to listen to anybody else's show to know what to say. I said it to you Friday, but you didn't hear it. You're off on vacation. You were barbecuing. Okay, albeit you were barbecuing in a full pair of pants, not in a pair of shorts, because you listen to my show and you're embarrassed to wear shorts. I understand. But still, you like barbecued food, so you did it over the weekend. Good for you. That's not the issue. The issue is you missed my show. And as any good teacher, I'm pissed off that you missed my show, because you shouldn't miss even one show, because one show follows the other show. So, boys and girls of the Savage Nation, on Friday, here's what I said to you. Or do I need to repeat what I said on Friday? No, I'm not going to repeat what I said on Friday. You missed that lesson. It'll be on your final exam. You'll have to catch up on your own, get the Cliff Notes. In fact, I'll provide the Savage Notes. So, I heard the empty skirts on Fox News, and I was more appalled than I've ever been from the lipstick-wearing empty skirts shifting their legs around as one after the other empty skirts said, oh, he's not a patriot. If he was a real patriot, he should have stood here and taken his medicine, as they said inside the safety of the Fox News studio. Shame on all of you empty skirts. You're nothing more than a lipstick with a pair of legs on it. Shame on you. What do you mean he should have stayed here and gotten killed? Are you crazy? I saw jealousy today. All of the empty skirts on Fox News were jealous of this man because he was more of a reporter than they could ever hope to be. But let's go past the empty skirts and empty suits in the media. That's not our problem. The problem here is the fascist dictatorship that's emerged around you because of Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal gang. And make no mistake about it, he needs to be impeached, Holder needs to be fired, the head of the NSA needs to go to prison, and you need to call 855-407-282 to sound off like a real American. Is the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden, a patriot or a traitor? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
Days of traffic, big delays in the peninsula, southbound 101 Broadway, Burlingame. All lanes reopen now from an earlier injury crash, but traffic is backed up before Oyster Point Boulevard. South Bay, southbound 101, San Tomas Expressway, crash injuries there. Everything's to the right shoulder. Traffic slow before Lawrence Expressway. Eastbound 580, exiting El Charro Road in Pleasanton. Stalled car on the off-ramp there. And it's heavy on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from Treasure Island to 101. I'm Dave Fouch, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? Low interest rates and QE are supporting your account. Can it go on forever? When Fed stimulus comes to an end, will your account survive? Roll over your account near all-time highs and invest in solid gold. Exclusive offer, zero setup and storage fees. Invest 4 minutes of your time and receive a guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 800-257-GOLD. Visit goldworth.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
When you need some short-term cash, make the cash call.
866-590-CASH. Cash call. Cha-ching.
We can lend you from $2,500 to $5,000 sent directly into your checking account within a day. The loan is unsecured, which means you don't need any security or collateral. Sure, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than the local loan center that charges more interest and wants two payments a month. With a cash call loan, you simply make one fixed payment each month, and to keep interest expense down, you can always pay it back early at any time with no penalties or fees. So if you need cash by tomorrow, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
866-590-CASH. Cash call. Cha-ching.
On the next morning show, more scandals. Perfect for a ticked off Tuesday here on KSFO. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 on KSFO.
One of the things that we're going to have to discuss and debate is how are we striking this balance between the need to keep the American people safe and our concerns about privacy. Because there are some trade-offs.
We'll leave it in your hands. We trust you, big brother. We trust you, brother, from another mother. Listen, the Fourth Amendment is very clear, Barry. You went to college. You went to Columbia. You're allegedly a great student of the Constitution, Barry. And the Fourth Amendment is very clear, Mr. Obama. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So go to hell. Go to hell, all of you government snoops. Drop dead. You're not Americans. You're Nazis. You're fascists. You're Stalinists. You're the worst scum on the planet. You should have known better. Do you know how many drug dealers have gotten off from major buys and major peddling because slimy lawyers use the Fourth Amendment saying that you violated the Fourth Amendment, you used an unreasonable search and seizure? You ask narcs how many cases they've broken after killing themselves and seeing their partner shot, thrown into the garbage can because of lawyers who said, well, you didn't have reasonable grounds for a search, and you seized the cocaine without reasonable grounds. You know, okay, so then the case gets thrown out. You know how many times this has happened? Too many. So now, turn it around, Mr. Liberal Lawyer, and you're telling me that you approve of a government spying on everybody in this country at this time? I disagree with you. This is a crime against America. It's a crime against American values. And moreover, it's a criminal act because it is illegal. First of all, the head of the NSA, whoever it is, goes to jail. That's if we had a Republican Party. It doesn't exist. There is no Republican Party. There's a Democrat, socialist, fascist machine that has grown larger and ever larger under this criminal regime called the Obama regime. And then you have a bunch of drunk contractor suckers on the other side called Republicans waiting for the next war so they could dip their beaks into the contracting dollars. Just remember what happened when your great George Bush was in power. And now, speaking to the difference here, because many of you are again being confused because they're obfuscating the Patriot Act under Bush and the Patriot Act under Obama. We had this very same discussion in 2001. We had the very same discussion in 2002 when the Patriot Act was first passed. And I supported it. Why did I support it? I will tell you why. Because I carefully studied it. At that time, we were assured by the Bush administration, by, I believe, his then Attorney General, that the only people who would be spied upon would be those who had contact with known terrorists in foreign countries, and it would go through the FISA court. There would be a warrant issued. I said, well, you know, in that case, it makes sense. They should be spying on the Muslims who are calling other Muslims in Pakistan or Afghanistan to plant a bomb in your grandmother's church. I supported it. But now Obama has selectively chosen to spy on Americans. Again, I'll bring it back to what I said on Friday. Here's the question. Since Obama, by his own admission in his Friday mea culpa, which he shouldn't have done, by the way, you notice you haven't heard from him today? They dummied him up. They shut him up. They took him out. He'll be on vacation. He'll be gone. You won't hear from him again on this. His controllers told him shut up because he went off script on Friday. What he said was that we didn't spy on all Americans, only some Americans. Really? So how come they didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing? Because the Boston Marathon bombing was conducted by Muslims, even though they were Muslims known to associate with terrorists in Chechnya or Dagestan. They were off limits. The government has so perverted everything that they were only spying on others. Muslims were off limits. So you say, well, he didn't want to profile Muslims. So who did he profile? He profiled you. He profiled members of any Patriot movement, any Tea Party movement, any person in talk radio, any person on the internet, any person who dared criticize the great man who cannot take any criticism, I can guarantee you that's who we targeted. Now, what is my proof? My proof is in the negative. The negative proof is that the Boston Marathon bombing happened and the federal government did nothing to stop it. $1 trillion and 2 billion bullets, and Big Sis, the fascist in charge of DHS, did nothing to stop the bombing. Nothing, because she was looking at you. She was looking at you. She was looking at returning war veterans. She was looking at people who are anti-abortion. She was looking at people who loved America, who waved an American flag. She was looked at people who called television shows or wrote newspapers supporting the Constitution. That's who was on the watch list. She was not looking at people in a mosque, because they all come here to worship. They just come here to love America. That's the only reason they come here. That's why they didn't catch the Boston Marathon bombers until after the fact. And they were stopped not by the DHS, not by the FBI. They were stopped by the Boston Police Department, filled with American patriots. The cop on the street is our only hope in this country. But they're not going to be around much longer if this keeps up. The average cop on the street is going to be powerless if this keeps up, because I have studied dictatorships virtually since I'm 18 years old. And I know what happens to police once an all-consuming, overbearing, overpowerful federal police force emerges. And you now have a federal police force in the DHS and the FBI. Those are the federales that we've all feared. The federales have been created in the United States of America while you were worried about gay rights and you were worried about barbecue recipes and you were worried about what you should eat for breakfast. The federales have been established, they're armed to the teeth, and Obama is the one who did it. The phone number here is 855-407-2822. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution is at stake here. And we have nobody speaking for us that I can see. If you care to comment again, 855-407-2822, 855-407-SAVAGE. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue. But upon probable cause, Barry, supported by oath or affirmation, Barry, and particularly describing the place to be searched, Barry, and the persons or things to be seized, Barry, where is Michelle Obama? Why did she not meet with the premier of China's wife? Where is she?
Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Warm weather's here, so it's time to hit the road. Stop by Les Schwab and get travel ready with a free pre-trip safety check. Just one of the many free services included with any tire purchase. Les Schwab, home of the best tire value promise.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Taking a look at traffic. Still big delays southbound 101 in Burlingame. Earlier crash has been cleared, but traffic backed up onto the causeway before Oyster Point Boulevard. Northbound 101 slow out of Redwood City. Very much from Whipple up towards Highway 92. Southbound 101 getting better, but still sluggish. Antimox Expressway down to Oakland Road. And southbound 880 is still slow from Highway 237 down to Bascom Avenue. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
Mike Huckabee. Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, when I came into this office, I made two commitments that are more important than any commitment I make. Number one, to keep the American people safe.
Ha.
And number two, to uphold the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, right.
What I consider to be a constitutional right to privacy.
You have stamped
and
on
an
it.
Observance of civil liberties.
All right, this is the liar in chief with his cover-up speech on Friday that was a disaster. An unmitigated disaster. When he got off script, he had no teleprompter, and the more he talked, the deeper his wheels went into the mud. The fact of the matter is, the Espionage Act applies not to Edward Snowden, but to the entire NSA leadership. The entire NSA leadership should be rounded up and arrested and tried under Section 793E of the U.S. Code, Title 18. And if you don't know what that is, which I wouldn't expect you to know, go and steal a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, pages 58 and 59, or buy a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, pages 58 and 59, and you will read that Michael Savage presaged these events, and he said that the Espionage Act, Section 793 of U.S. Code Title 18, would apply in this manner. They violated it. Whoever having unauthorized possession of, access to, or control over any document, writing, code book, signal book, sketch, photograph, photographic negative, blueprint, plan, map, model, instrument, appliance, or note relating to the national defense, or information relating to the national defense, which information the possessor has reason to believe could be used to the injury of the United States or to the advantage of any foreign nation, willfully communicates, delivers, transmits, or causes to be communicated, delivered, or transmitted, or attempts to communicate, deliver, transmit, or cause to be communicated, delivered, or transmitted, the same to any person not entitled to receive it, or willfully retains the same and fails to deliver it to the officer or employee of the United States entitled to receive it. The case is clear-cut enough. This is not a First Amendment case. This is really a Fourth Amendment case. What Snowden did was in line with the greatest acts of the greatest patriots in American history. If we lived in a legitimate government, his face would go on Mount Rushmore, not Obama's face. But Edward Snowden, being the patriot that he is on the run. He's hiding. He was in Hong Kong. He doesn't know where he's going to go to get asylum, where there's no extradition law. We don't know where he's going to end up, if he'll even get that far. I would not be surprised if he's dead before he arrives in another country. He is one of the greatest of American heroes, and he was an Obama voter. He's a 29-year-old young man. He did absolutely the right thing. And again, I have to mention, watching Fox News today, I was very disappointed, but not unexpectedly, in the empty skirts with a lot of red lipstick, who one after the other, these skirts, had the nerve to say, hey, he's no hero. Why? If he was a hero, he would have stayed here and faced the consequences, as they say it inside their studios, their air-conditioned studios. This kid wouldn't have lasted a day in an American prison. Not one day. So, who are we going to turn to? Many of you are frightened right now. You're listening to me, you're saying, why is he railing on like this? He's putting himself in jeopardy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's play Jeopardy together. Let's play Jeopardy together. Let's read Isaiah together. And the idols shall utterly pass away. And babes, and I will give children to be their princes. And babes shall rule over them. This is from the Bible. The Bible foresaw an Obama administration. Babes shall rule over them. And the people shall oppress one another. Every man his fellow, and every man his neighbor. The child shall behave insolently against the aged, and the base against the honorable. Shall I go on a little bit more? Isaiah, the Bible, as for my people, a babe is their master, and women rule over them. A babe is their master, and women rule over them. Now, who would those women be? Why, it would be Michelle. It would be Valerie Jarrett. And don't you remember who was appointed to be the liaison to the NSA, the National Security Advisor to the NSA? The damaged goods who stood idly by and lied about the killing of an ambassador in Libya. None other than Susan Rice. This occurred a day before Obama got up and tried to justify spying and snooping on patriots in this country. Spying and snooping on patriots in this country, illegally wiretapping you around the clock if he wished. And who did he put into the National Security Advisor position? None other than damaged goods Susan Rice. He doubled down on her for one reason, so she can't rat him out in a congressional hearing. Now that she's the head of the national security, they call her in. Sorry, can't say it's security. What did you do this? Do you not? Don't know. Security can't talk. Blah, blah, blah. I'll write a book about it in a few years for $4 million. Don't know. Can't say. I'm National Security Advisor. So she's now unable to testify because he wrapped her up as the NSA. Remember, she's not with the National Security Agency. She's the National Security Advisor. It's two different things. She's actually the liaison to the National Security Agency, which means she has more power over them than they have over their own agency. That's something you don't understand. The National Security Advisor reports to the president. She's a liaison between the president, the executive, and the NSA, the National Security Agency. So what does that mean? She tells them what to do. That's what it means. So now they're insulated from any culpability. They answer again. It all goes back to Barry and Eric. Barry and Eric are now running the country. So a babe is their master and women rule over them. So who are the women? The women are Michelle Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and a few other women. They're running the country, and a babe is their master, is our master. That's what we have right now. Where are the men? Where are the men of the opposition saying enough is enough, damn it, you're being impeached, we're calling emergency hearings, it's over, Barry, it's over, pack your bag. Where is the opposition party? In any participatory democracy, in any parliamentary system of the type that they have in England or in Israel, they would call for elections as soon as possible, which would be in a week or two, and the Democrat Party would fall. The government would fall. It would be over. They'd be out of office. And the reason they have such a system is precisely because of lowlifes like this running the country in this manner, as though running roughshod over our Constitution, running roughshod over our economy, running roughshod over our allies, treating our enemies as friends and our friends as enemies. Let me not go down the litany. That's why we have a corrupt, rotten system. But there should be an election. We don't have a parliamentary system. What we do have, allegedly, is a two-party system. Where is the other party? Name one person from the other party who's as angry as I am. Name one. Show me one member of the Republican Party who has stood up since this happened and screamed from a rooftop, enough is enough. We want you impeached. We want you out of there. We want Holder resigning, and we want you impeached. Where is the opposition party? Nowhere. So a few still voices are heard. My small show is heard by only a few people on 200 stations. And the pebble is thrown into the pond. Where it will go, I don't know. I have no idea how far any of this complaining will get us, because it's been already thrown off CNN. They're covering the Trayvon Martin case. Shame on Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer is the lowest of the low. He's a Salentarite. I don't have to go down the list and litany. You know, Friday night after the show, I have to tell you what I overheard, because it epitomized to me the danger that we're in. I went to some takeout Indian place, even though I'd eaten lunch in an Indian place, because I like Indian spice. It was a takeout slop joint near San Francisco somewhere, but I like it. I know the owners. And it's filled with liberals. It's a beautiful seafront town. Liberal Central. Oh, my goodness. So the movie theater empties out, and I'm sitting outside eating my curry. And two couples go by, I would say late 50s, early 60s, white hair, the good liberal type of the San Francisco area. You all know them. Self-assured, comfortably successful, full of themselves with comfort and knowledge that they're in charge. I swear as God is my witness, I sat there with Teddy. They didn't know who I am, of course. I'm anonymous. One says to the other, oh, by the way, when you go home, Ralph, be sure to catch Obama's speech today about this thing. It was so wonderful. I said, I can't believe what I'm listening to, but I know that what I just heard is how they think. There is nothing this man can do that they would disapprove of. This is the classic guilty white liberal that has destroyed America. This is the classic white liberal that's given us everything evil in this country. And that is why I am not that optimistic that this will lead to the expulsion of Eric from the Justice Department and impeachment hearings to get to the bottom of this spying. But that's what I heard. And you know that they're not alone. You know that they speak for millions of like-minded, useful idiots, as Mr. Lennon declared. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Let's take some calls. Let's start with WABC in New York. Marty, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage. Big fan. I think this is a non-issue, and I think I don't want to make this personal, but paranoia from conservatives like Hannity, it's the bottom line is Obama did nothing wrong. It's just a natural progression from the Bush Patriot Act.
I know. Blame it on Nixon. Nixon can be blamed, too. Because Nixon may have not have passed the Patriot Act, but he wanted to, right?
He did not listen to any content, all right?
And listen, sir, you're wrong. You're factually wrong. I told you and everyone listening to the show that when the Patriot Act was first passed, we had this debate on this show in 2002 and then again in 2003, whenever it was renewed. And I supported it because I know that the FISA court was very severe. And I also know that the Patriot Act was only used at that time to snoop upon Americans who were talking to suspicious individuals in overseas countries. It was never used on American citizens. I know that for a fact. So how could you say, and this is part of the doublespeak that the Democrats are putting out into the media to try to blame it on Bush and say they all did it. No, it's not a non-issue. You're probably not from America. You sound like you're from Israel, aren't you?
No, I'm not from Israel. I'm the same place you're from.
Good. Okay, then you're from the Bronx, New York. Then if you're from the Bronx, then you know how to give a Bronx cheer, don't you? You should be giving the same outrage that I am. You shouldn't be justifying spying on Americans. How can you as an American say you want a government snoop to be listening into your phone calls and reading your emails? How can you approve of that?
I don't like being snooped on 100% with Edward Snowden and what you're saying right now. But the fact is that you're all jumping on this issue right now just because you don't like Obama. You don't trust Obama. So stop being a...
Oh, you mean that's the only reason? That's the only reason. It's not because he actually did something that's evil and unconstitutional.
You did nothing. You did nothing.
So in other words, is it racism as well? Is it because I'm a racist that I'm criticizing Obama? Is that it?
No.
Why did you pull out the race card as well? And you call us paranoid, now call us racist. Go for the throat. Use the card you've used all your life to support illegitimate liberal activities. Thank you for the call. You're wrong. You lose. Bung. No, you didn't make your argument. What do you mean it's nothing? The whole world is talking about it, except you. Here's the next part of this conundrum. You want to hear it? Where did this news break? In England. Where's our American press? Doesn't exist. There is no American press. We have no journalism. No, I've called them stenographers. I wrote about it. Everyone's using the word stenographers. There is no American press. The stories broke out of England, right? Europe is in turmoil over this. Look at the European newspapers. They cannot believe that this is going on in a free nation. Europe used to look to America as the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty has been raped by Barack Obama. She is raped and bleeding in the gutter. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you can transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, you get free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of traffic, Los Nanos, southbound 17, Highway 9, car fire. It's off to the right shoulder, but traffic's going to be backed up from Highway 85, southbound 101, Airport Parkway. Have a crash. Looks like the off-ramp may be affected there. Traffic is backed up towards Lawrence Expressway. Northbound 101 is going to be slow from Whipple Road up to Highway 92 at Ralston. You'll find an accident in the right shoulder. Southbound 101, traffic recovering into Burlingame. It's still slow from 380 to Broadway. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING. 800-737-4746.
Your company has unlicensed software on company computers. You told management, but they ignore the problem.
Be part of the solution by reporting software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance. Go online and report it at nopiracy.org.
Discover North Beach's best delis, cafes, bakeries, and more alongside a renowned chef from the San Francisco Food Safari. Get half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Just for Father's Day, it's the Super Tuesday Power Sale. This Tuesday at Joseph A. Bank. Half off almost everything. That's the whole store, half price. And any second suitor sport coat is just $99. Plus, $25.99 doorbusters, like executive dress shirts and silk ties, just $25.99. And hundreds of polos and shorts, $25.99. This one's for Dad. Half off regular price on almost everything in the store. Your second suitor sport coat of equal or lesser value, $99. And $25.99 doorbusters. Shirts, ties, polos, and shorts. With most stores open Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Happy Father's Day savings. This Tuesday, only at Joseph A. Bank. Shoes, gift cards, rentals, and traveler products not included.
Downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street, also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, Brentwood, and Market Street.
On the next morning show, more scandals. Perfect for a ticked off Tuesday here on KSFO. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 on KSFO.
I came in with a healthy skepticism about these programs. My team evaluated them. We scrubbed them thoroughly. We actually expanded some of the oversight.
I could be, you know, rendered by the CIA. I could have people come after me or any of their third-party partners. You know, they work closely with a number of other nations. Or, you know, they could pay off the triads or, you know, any of their agents or assets. We've got a CIA station just up the road in the consulate here in Hong Kong. And I'm sure they're going to be very busy for the next week. And that's a fear I'll live under for the rest of my life, however long that happens to be.
You hear this? How could anyone doubt this man is a real patriot? He's George Washington of our time. What do you think? He had to come back with a white wig on and cross the Trenton River? Here he is. Every once in a while, a George Washington appears. There he is. He risked his life so that America might wake up. The Statue of Liberty has been raped by the Obama administration. She is raped and disheveled in the gutter. Florida, WFTL, John, your opinion. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, good evening, Doctor. This is a situation that's near and dear to my heart. I was in the military, and I served under the NSA from 2001 to 2004. And during my time in service, one of the things that was a primary focus of our work is not to usurp the Americans' right to privacy. We would never, under any circumstance, unless we had a warrant and went through a foreign court, we would never...
Hold on. So you're confirming what I said to several callers. That they're trying to obfuscate that Bush did it. It's the same as Bush. It's not the same. I know that the FISA court was very strict in those days, and they never spied on Americans. They spied on Americans who were communicating with foreigners who were known to be associated with terrorists. Is that correct?
Yes. Absolutely not.
Right. So there was a brick wall, a steel wall between spying on innocent Americans with the Patriot Act under Bush. Obama took down the wall the same way he took down the border, the same way he's taken down our privacy. He has made us very unsafe from this government.
You're absolutely correct. This man is a red-blooded patriot. And I'll be telling you what, Dr. Savage, it's the patriots in this military that will not turn on their fellow Americans and will not usurp their right to privacy that's going to be the savior of this country.
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid that I have studied authoritarian regimes ever since I've been 18 years old. And although there were patriots, they also wound up in the internment camps. Anyone who stood up to this overbearing fascist government that emerged in Germany, whether they were police in little provinces of Germany, they didn't last too long. Those police went into the same concentration camps along with the other political dissidents. So I'm not that optimistic that we have the backbone necessary to stand up to this illegitimate.
Dr. Savage, this is a proved check in the system. Mr. Obama does not respect our Constitution, and a patriot stood out.
That's right. All of the far left studied the... I met them, by the way. In my travels through my life, in as Mr. Steppenwolf himself. I met liberals who studied constitutional law. They were lawyers, never practiced law, but they were experts in the Constitution. The only reason they were experts in the Constitution was to try to modify it or subvert it. That's why he was a constitutional lawyer. It was not to uphold the Constitution. It was to get around it or destroy it. That's what he studied in his years in the university. Listen, I know what I'm talking about here. I've been around the block. I know exactly what this administration is. I've been trying to warn America. I've been trying to sound the bell. I've been the poor reveer of my time, and I'm not exhausted yet. I'm just catching my second wind. And I will tell you something else. This is a defining moment in American history. This kid is a patriot. Anyone who doesn't see that doesn't belong in this country. They don't move to Syria. What's amazing to me is I listened to Fox News and saw the empty skirts saying he was not a patriot, he was a coward, he shouldn't have run away. Shame on you, you red lipstick wearing whatever. You know who I wound up agreeing with? They have a Democrat there who I normally never agree with. He was the only one who saw it right. He was an old line liberal Democrat who really understood the First and Fourth Amendments. These chicks at Fox don't even know what the Constitution is. They're just showgirls. They may as well be in Las Vegas hoofing it with a pair of high heels. Get the can-can music, Rupert. Don't do that bullseye zzz breaking news. Get some can-can music for your girls and have them get frilly underwear. That's all you got on that network anymore. And you can get a pair for O'Reilly and Hannity at the same time. Yeah, I like to be burlesque every once in a while. It relieves my tension. If you don't like it, it's too bad. This is not a history lesson. This is a radio show. Is he a patriot or is he a traitor? Who am I talking about? If you don't know who I'm referring to, then go home and smoke your whatever. Wait for your check from the government and make sure you vote Democrat in the next election. Because as sure as I'm sitting here, the largest percentage of boozers and dopers in this country do not even know what I'm talking about. So I'm addressing it to you. Is this young man the patriot I say he is? Or a traitor? Clearly, he is George Washington. He is the George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson of our time. He is everything good and great about America. He is everything decent and brave about America.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day.
There are a whole range of safeguards involved.
Federal
judges are overseeing the entire program.
Oh, I feel better, Barry.
We've also set up an audit process when I came into office. To make sure that we're, after the fact, making absolutely certain that all the safeguards are being properly observed.
Really? How come you, wait, stop the music. So how come you didn't catch the marathon bombers, the Sarnoff brothers? Because you weren't looking at Muslims. You were only looking at patriots. Your mind is so warped. You so hate Americans who love America that you turned your entire bureaucracy against the American citizen. And Edward Snowden is a giant, and you, my friend, are a Lilliputian compared to him. As I sit here on the Savage Nation, as I'm watching this unfold, this poor kid is on the run, and he's hiding, and the rats at CNN are running a hit piece on him. They're trying to destroy his reputation, take him apart, make him into a bad guy. But what would you expect from liberals? They take patriots and turn them into traitors. They take traitors and turn them into patriots. So I will ask you, is the NSA whistleblower who is now running for his life, Edward Snowden, a patriot or a traitor? My opinion, he's clearly a patriot. He has nothing to gain from this. And anyone who doesn't see this sees nothing. But I'll go to the callers on the Savage Nation. What is he gaining by this? He's running for his life. He's afraid of being killed. He probably can't come home. So how could you say that he's not done the right thing? He's exposed the government for spying on innocent Americans and looking askance at Muslims who are planning and plotting to bomb us. as in the case of the Sarnoff brothers, because Obama does not profile Muslims, but he profiles patriots. I'll repeat again what I said last Friday, in case you missed the show. Do you remember right after the Boston Marathon bombing, which was not too long ago, what occurred before they caught the Sarnoff brothers? Do you remember the interview with Eric Holder? He said that the president, meaning Obama, tends to think that the perpetrators are tax protesters. These people have twisted everything. They have perverted everything. They have turned patriots into traitors. That's who they're spying on. Make no mistake about it, this is a seminal moment in American history. You're in the midst of one of the most important stories, if not the most important story you're ever going to hear in your lifetime. And there's only one satisfactory outcome. And that outcome is impeachment of Obama and the resignation of Holder. But the problem is we have no opposition party. If we had an opposition party, there'd be outrage. They'd be standing up and giving speeches. They'd have an all-night session. They'd be filibustering, demanding Holder's resignation, demanding that Eric Clapper of the NSA be put in prison for what he's done for violating the Fourth Amendment rights of millions of Americans. You don't hear one word from Boehner. Where is he? He's not existent. Doesn't exist. It's a fiction. All you have is Dianne Feinstein, which is so ironic it's beyond belief, supporting this spying. Really, what would you give to read Dianne Feinstein and Richard Blum's emails? What would you give to see the emails that Dianne Feinstein has received and written over her tenure as a senator? Oh, what you would give. That would be some best-selling book, wouldn't it? So we go back to the question at hand. And, of course, I've given you my answer. And if you care to sound off, the phone number is 855-407-282. There are a few other stories I want to touch on that you shouldn't miss today. Rubio, speaking in Spanish in a Spanish language show, confirmed that I suspect what he is and always knew what he was after I got to know him, meaning seeing what he was. In a speech in a Spanish language interview on Univision Sunday, the forked tongue Rubio, the ice cream man, said in immigration reform, legalization comes first, not securing the border. This is the exact opposite of what this low-life liar has been saying in English. And yet, it doesn't stop Rush and his Lilliputian followers from supporting Rubio. It didn't stop Rush, nor Hannity, nor the other little people, the other Lilliputians, from supporting Rubio. I've been warning you about Rubio. He's a double talker. He's a front man. Legalization, he said, comes first, not the border. You hear this? So this is what's going on. I personally believe that Obama's agenda is derailed forever. And for the sake of the nation, he should resign. The only thing that can save this country is for the elders of the tribe, meaning the elders of the Democrat Party itself. If there are any, are there any true liberals left? I don't know. The real liberals who used to say, I may not like what you say, but I would defend the right, your right to my, defend, I would defend with my life your right to say it. They didn't come to my aid when I was banned in Britain, but maybe they'll come to the aid of Mr. Snowden now that his life is in danger from these cyborgs inside the national government. Maybe they will come to his aid, and maybe they'll come to their senses and tell Obama he has to resign. Maybe they'll force him out. It can happen, you know. It can happen. A party can move a man out. It can happen. It's happened in other countries. Of course, it was in different times. I don't think you know the history of England, but after a certain man came back from Germany, again, to go back to a seminal moment in history, rather, and he came back and he said, Neville Chamberlain said, peace is at hand. I have in my hand a piece of paper from Chancellor Hitler saying that the Anglo-German alliance is as strong as ever. Yay, yay, yay. There will never be war between us. Well, I think the next week Germany invaded Poland. What's the point of the story? His own Labour Party threw him out. They forced him out of office. He didn't resign on his own. Politicians are different than you and I. They're egomaniacs. They have no sense of decency, most of them. But his own Labour Party threw him out for the safety of England. And that's when Winston Churchill came into power. Now, of course, those were different times. There was more honor in government. And we have no Winston Churchill. We have no opposition party whatsoever. We've had an oligarchy and a single party government for at least 20 years, if not longer. But let's not quibble over how long we've had this oligarchy. We have to keep the pressure up. You have to call people. You have to demand this. You have to call your Democrat friends and shake them and wake them up and make them understand that spying on innocent Americans is as bad as it gets. Because the next step from spying on Americans is rounding up Americans in black cars. The step after spying on innocent Americans is sending out black cars with plainclothesmen who take people off the streets who disappear, as in Argentina and every other dictatorship that we have witnessed in our lifetime. Let me take some calls. KSFO in San Francisco. Ted, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead from San Francisco on KSFO.
Yes, I would say that he is a patriot, and I would actually go a little further and say he's probably will go down as being a hero. And I
he is a hero, but already CNN is trying to smear him.
Yeah,
the degenerates on CNN who supported the fascist uprising in Egypt and called it an Arab Spring when I knew it was an Arab Winter. Those very same fascists are trying to destroy this young man.
So he's a hero. He's a patriot. And I'm sitting here looking at Boehner and wondering why he isn't in front of any camera that would stand still long enough for him to start to initiate impeachment proceedings.
He could do it right now. The Republican Party has an obligation to initiate impeachment hearings because at least then we'll get to the bottom of how far this goes. I don't think this is the end of it, Ted. Do you think this is the extent of the government's evil? The government's evil?
Look, Michael, you hit on this on Friday, and you talked about incrementalism. And we have been under 50, 60 years of, it's like what Obama said on Friday. This is a minor infraction. But you know what? It's an infraction of the Constitution, minor or serious.
Right. He violated at least the Fourth Amendment, if not others. It's a minor invasion. But what would have happened if his emails had been hacked? What if America could see Obama and Michelle's emails? Do they have any emails? Do they send emails? Or let's have a clear government here. Let's see all of Valerie Jarrett's emails. Let's see Hillary Clinton's emails. Let's see all of their emails since they've been looking at ours. Thanks for the call, Ted. KSFO, we're getting loads of calls out of San Francisco right now. Let's go across the country right now to WABC. George, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good evening. I would believe that Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine would embrace Mr. Snowden as a true American patriot.
Yes, that's very well put. That's right. That's right. They would see him as a great, great American.
And number two, the spying that's going on right now is of no shock to me because I had the FBI look me up one time when I mailed away for reference material for a term paper. And the kicker is, I was only 14 years old.
Oh, my God. Yep. Well, we'll let that one hang in the air. Where is the FBI director today? Why is he not speaking out? Why is the director of the FBI not going before the American people and calming them? Where is he? Where is the big sis, the bullet girl? The bullet maven. Where's the big girl who can't get enough bullets? Like the nowhere man who put his snout down in the Beatles movie and sucked his own foot back into the horn. How many bullets does this woman need? She didn't fire a shot, nor none of her agents fired a shot during the Boston Marathon bombing. Where are all those bullets? What are they going to be used for? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Watch out, people. I'm warning you. If a government will spy on innocent Americans, and they've been accruing billions of bullets, hollow point 9mm rounds, and they've been buying urban assault vehicles with large rubber tires and turrets in them, which is a fact of reality. This is not a conspiracy show. What are they getting ready for? What's the next step? Well, I'll let you figure it out. Go watch the movie Z. Go watch the movie Z. You'll see what's coming. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Jassim of OMG Tax. My team can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? We cover all the bases to help you get tax resolution fast. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-554-4156. That's 1-800-554-4156. 800-554-4156.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
On the next morning show, more scandals. Perfect for a ticked-off Tuesday here on KSFO. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 on KSFO.
This program, by the way, is fully overseen not just by Congress, but by the FISA court. A court put together to evaluate.
Yeah, who's on the FISA court? Your stooges. FISA court, you hear? Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is the biggest scandal of your life. The reason you don't know it is because you don't know it. So I've given you an overview of what I believe. He's clearly a patriot. He's got nothing to gain. He's on the run. He has to hide. He's afraid they're going to kill him, which undermines all your arguments that he did it for self-aggrandizement. And he differs from Julian Assange in the most fundamental way. Julian Assange did it to undermine the U.S. military, while Edward Snowden did this in order to save Americans from being spied upon. Two different things. He's a great patriot, period. FDM, WFDM, Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Michael?
Yes, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to talk to you about this NSA deal and why.
That's right. So what is it you want to say? Of course you want to talk about it. What's on your mind? Please, sir.
Okay, well, I believe that Obama's setting up a shadow government. That's why they have these private emails with aliases and all this other stuff thrown out there to keep everybody.
But Tom, don't you understand there's no need for a shadow government? He is the shadow government. The shadow government consists of him, Eric Holder, Michelle Obama, a few other people from Chicago. That's the shadow government. There's no mystery about it. There's no checks and balances anymore. Thanks for the call. Shadow government. It sounds mysterious. What's so mysterious about it? There's no shadow government. It's him and three women are doing it. KSFO, Rob, you're next up. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Bottom line is, this man is a patriot, and it's refreshing to see somebody with some guts to stand up for what's right once in this nation.
Yes, and this is a turning point, because if we let CNN and the rest of the media, including Fox News, take him down by diminishing his act of courage and by destroying his reputation, all is lost. This is the moment to expose these people for who they are. Next caller. WABC, Johnny, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves. Well, hiding. But my point is, I don't think this man is a traitor or a patriot. I think he's an operative for international socialism, and he fled to Hong Kong, which I think...
Wait, you're mixing apples with oranges here. Do you know what he actually did?
What?
Johnny, you're mixing apples with oranges. You said five different things in your statement. What did Edward Snowden actually do?
You tell me.
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you. Don't play games with me. You don't even know what he did. But you're already calling he's a socialist operative because you heard it somewhere in a liberal publication. So already you're repeating words, but you don't even know what Edward Snowden released, do you? What did he release? What did he leak?
Oh, please. Being mad at Obama is like being mad at...
Get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just another bootlicker. Another bootlicker Obama servitude. That's all you are. You're on his plantation. You're on Obama's plantation. You got a ring in your nose. You know, wiser than a bull walking around in a farm. Operative of socialism. I knew I'd catch him. Tell me exactly what Edward Snowden released. You tell me. Suddenly he's a Talmudic scholar. Suddenly he's a Talmudic scholar. He didn't know what he was talking about. He got caught. I'd tell me what. I should tell him his job. KSFO, Lisa, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Your opinion, please. Traitor or patriot?
He's definitely a patriot, Michael. He has exposed the traitor.
Okay, so for the edification of the bootlickers of Obama out there, what did he actually do?
He came forward and he said that the Obama administration has been spying on Americans, which is totally against our Fourth Amendment. You know, a lot of people don't even know what the Fourth Amendment is. My daughter,
a lot of people, they don't know what the First Amendment is. They have no idea we have freedom of speech in America. They like to see me arrested for having a radio show.
Right.
In fact, one of the phonies in the media, a former lawyer in the Reagan administration who worked for a low-life Justice Department official, went on the air when I was banned in England and said, good, I'm glad they banned him. And he paints himself every day as a constitutionalist. He can go to hell. This is a seminal moment in American history. Which side are you on? Are you on the side of fascism, Obama, or Edward Snowden, a patriot? Make no mistake about it. You could have been spied upon. Oh, you got nothing to hide?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. California State Senator, who is the subject of a federal investigation, says the past week has been very stressful, but promises to keep working. Democrat Senator Ron Calderon says he intends to do the job he was elected to do despite having his offices searched by the FBI last week. A passenger in a limousine that began smoking with 10 women, some of them in their 90s, inside before catching fire in Walnut Creek, says the doors of the idling limousine were open. 63-year-old Mary Chapman says she thinks that was a key factor in helping all the women get out safely yesterday. Taking a look at the roadways, have a new crash southbound 85 at El Camino in Mountain View. The left lane blocked there. A couple of cars are involved. Southbound 17 at Highway 9, earlier car fire. Everything's out. All lanes open. Traffic still slow, though, back from about Camden Avenue. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi there. Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219. Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year tax return? The IRS is out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use any means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your money, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now at 1-800-597-4977 for free info. You can legally get your tax debt under control, and in many cases, get the breathing room you need. Garnish wages,
property seizures. Bank levies can stop immediately, but you have to call. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can get your tax debt under control. Call today for free info. 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. 1-800-597-4977.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You can't come forward against the world's most powerful intelligence agencies and be completely free from risk, because they're such powerful adversaries that, no one can meaningfully oppose them. If they want to get you, they'll get you in time. But at the same time, you have to make a determination about what it is that's important to you. And if living living unfreely but comfortably is something you're willing to accept, and I think many of us are, it's the human nature. You can get up every day, you can go to work, you can collect your large paycheck for relatively little work against the public interest, and go to sleep at night after watching your shows.
Yeah, they're on drugs. How many people inside the Obama administration are medicated? What percent of Congress is on antidepressants and alcohol, if not marijuana? I don't know. You have to be drug tested if you take a job. You have to pee in a cup. I'd like to start by having everybody inside the NSA pee in a cup. Ron on WABC, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, I consider him a patriot in the truest sense of the word. Let's look at the facts. He lost everything that you materially or personally can lose and gained nothing. And all he did is enlighten the American people about something going on pertaining to their privacy that they had no clue about.
Right.
So this is,
and then you'll notice that the Congressional Black Caucus is attacking him. The very same Congressional Black Caucus that should stand for freedom, that attacked the Tea Party, is now attacking this young man. Do you see which side of reality they're on?
Yes, I know. And the same Black Caucus that attacked Richard Nixon for far, far less in the 1970s. And also, in addition to them, there are idiots.
And the Congressional Black Caucus is not the Congressional Black Caucus of your father, let me tell you. It's a wholly different organization.
That's for sure. And we also have the idiot here in New York, Peter King, from the U.S.
Oh, God, don't tell me Peter King came out against this kid, did he?
He said the man should be tried as a criminal.
And Peter King should be tried as a criminal. Peter King is a double-talking liar. Peter King doesn't have the guts to come on the Savage Nation. Peter King only goes on Hey Abbott show. He goes on Lucas Fellow's show. He will not come on this show. He's always turned us down. And I'll give you a list of other people who pretend to be on the side of right when they're really on the side of wrong.
Michael,
Peter King's a fraud. He actually said that? This kid should go to jail?
Yes, he wants him to be tried, yes, as a criminal. And Lindsey Graham said the same thing.
Well, Lindsey Graham is a double-talking, two-faced phony from the get-go. Lindsey Graham's in favor of amnesty for all and no border security. Lindsey Graham is a sellout. We know that. Lindsey Graham is a Hessian. He'll go with whichever side pays him more, in my estimation. But I didn't think Peter King was that bad. I mean, I always trusted Peter King up to a point. I knew he was a bit of a politician. I had no idea he was that sold out. Thanks for the call. So that's the question to you, the audience. 855-400-7282 with the Savage Nation. We're only talking about this, nothing else. I will not discuss any other topic. This is the most important topic in your lifetime. He's disappeared. He's hiding. He's afraid he's going to be killed. He's afraid he's going to be killed by your government. Yeah, that's right. Now listen to who's against him. None other than the Queen of Diamonds, Dianne Feinstein, in clip 10. Listen to this. Neil, 10. 10, 10, 10.
Balance is a difficult thing to actually identify what it is, but I can tell you this.
Oh, shut up. What do you mean balance is difficult? Stop it. Stop it. Shut her up. Balance is a difficult thing to actually identify what it is? No, it isn't, Diane. Either you understand what the U.S. Constitution is or you don't. And obviously, you haven't released your emails. Why don't you and your husband, Richard Blum, release the emails over the last 10 years and explain how your fortune went up so greatly while you've been in Congress? Then we'll understand where the balance actually is. See, you like snooping on everybody. You like getting and inveigling your way in to become chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. How in the world, in a rational nation, could this happen? My dog is staring at me. He can't believe what I'm saying. She's the most powerful member of the U.S. Senate. And she's telling us she doesn't know where balance lies with regard to spying on innocent Americans and letting the guilty go free. Where was she when the Tsarnaev brothers were running back and forth to Chechnya? Nowhere. Counting her shekels, no doubt. Counting the sale of the U.S. Postal Service buildings that her husband got the exclusive. Did you hear about that? You didn't hear about that? See the emails on that. How did Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum, get the exclusive contract to sell U.S. postal buildings with a no-bid contract? How did he get that? No relationship to his wife, of course. No. She doesn't know where the balance lies. Hey, let me tell you something. A child in the eighth grade who has a reasonable IQ knows where the balance lies. You don't spy on innocent Americans. Period. End of story. WABC, Dennis, you're next up. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation, 200 stations and growing.
Welcome, Michael. Thank you very much. Say, this guy is nothing but a patriot. But I want to tell you, we are in such deep, deep trouble. When you get like Sheriff Arpaio and all the people that's got facts about this Obama, and you can't get a court system, you can't get a judge, you can't get a congressman, can't get a senator to even investigate to see if it's true about our highest office of the country, we're in trouble, sir.
Well, I understand we're in trouble, but I predicted for the last few months that Obama was going to make a gigantic mistake and it would bring down the administration. Now, he didn't make the mistake, but this young man came forward as a patriot and put his life on the line. Will it bring down the Obama administration? Yes, if we had a legitimate two-party system with a vigorous debate and a vigorous difference. That's where the rub lies. There is no two-party system. It's a one-party oligarchy. Whoever controls this country has to understand there is a second party. That party is called the Tea Party. That party is called the American people. They're not going to stand for this. This could lead to an armed revolution. I hope it doesn't. This could lead to an armed revolution, but it should not. I'm warning all of you out there with your guns and your ammo and your 50 calibers and your drum magazines. This is just what this despot wants. Don't fall into Obama's trap. He wants you to do something crazy. He wants you to make some feeble attempt at bringing justice to this country. Don't do it. If you take the law into your own hands with a group of other people, all you're going to do is bring about martial law, which is just what this man wants. It's exactly what will keep him in office for life. I warn you. I warn you. Pull your horns in. No, speak out as loudly as you can. Shake people up in a supermarket. Don't let them get away with telling you it's nothing. Talk through their blandness. Make them listen to you. It's a violation of your constitutional rights. Nothing less. And Obama is a new despot. That's all you got to do. Keep saying it. The word will spread. And I'll tell you something else. If we ever get to the midterm elections, the Democrat Party is finished. Because this is not about the welfare recipients. This is not about the sycophants. This is not about the government workers. This is not those on government assistance in any way. This is only about the large 30 percentile of voters who are independents. They are the people who are moving against Obama. They are the people who will vote for anyone but a Democrat. The midterm elections, if we ever get there, will be a groundswell of opposition against this liberal fascist dictatorship, in my estimation. Kevin, in New York City on WABC again, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think this Snowden should be hunted down like the filthy dog he is and put up against a wall and shot for being a traitor.
Well, what did he do that was traitorous, Kevin?
He broke the oath when he became a member of the NSA. He took an oath to say he would keep the secrets of the state, and he did exactly.
So, in other words, the people who stood up to the Nazi government were traitors. They should be shot. So you agree with Hitler?
No. This man.
Well, that's what you're saying. He didn't follow orders. He actually didn't follow orders. So you're saying he should be shot for not following the Führer.
We don't have.
You're actually saying that all those who stood up against Hitler were traitors. That's what you just said.
No, that isn't what I said.
Get out of here. Take a walk. Go back to the subway where you were born. You're probably born under the third rail with that brain of yours. Listen to me. You have any idea how sick these people are saying he's a traitor who should be shot? So that means all of the plots against the dictatorship in any country, they're traitors because they stood up to a dictatorship. Name them. Name all of those who stood up to the dictators. You don't know who they are. They're gone. So now Snowden will be executed because the liberals want him gone. They want him dead. They want to live in their humdrum world where Obama is God. Obama is king and there's a one-party system. It ain't happening. It's not going to happen. Snowden is a patriot. The last thing they want is Snowden to die. If Snowden dies, that's the end of this country. If Snowden dies in a jail cell from swallowing a toothbrush, choking on a green pea, falling out of a window, jumping out of a car, taking him to court, this country will turn into an unarmed camp. We'll have Syria in this country. It's the worst nightmare that could ever happen. This man is a patriot who should be brought to Washington on a white horse. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Blinds.com has restored my faith in American business. Look, I love these guys. They've turned the torture of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores into an easy, cost-effective way to transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And this summer, I'll save you even more with their beautiful, energy-saving honeycomb cell shades that can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Look, think of the AC savings. And with their free online how-to videos and over 100 design experts at your service, it's easy to transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Look, of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, no worries, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And now save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. Think of the AC savings. And if you hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Go to Blinds.com.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Win a $5,000 American Express gift card and weekly Movie Buddy passes for a year. Visit KSFO.com and let us know in 25 words or less why your dad is the best dad in the world. Deadline is Friday, June 14th at 2 p.m. Winners will be selected randomly. Celebrate Dad this Father's Day with a chance to win a $5,000 American Express gift card and weekly Movie Buddy passes for a year. To win, visit the contest page now at KSFO.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory's $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
When you travel, or if you move, you don't have to miss your favorite station. Thanks to the free iHeartRadio app, this station and over 1,500 of the best stations play on your mobile device. Get started at iHeartRadio.com.
On the next morning show, more scandals. Perfect for a ticked-off Tuesday here on KSFO. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 on KSFO.
So the fool who called me in the last segment has no idea what he was actually saying. He was saying that if a government worker sees something wrong going on and he alerts the public as a whistleblower should, he's a traitor who should be shot. Isn't that interesting? So that'd be like an FDA employee who says, we're going to work with a manufacturer who we know is poisoning, let's say, a baby formula. They have a toxin in it. And we've known it for years, but we don't want to release it because we're in cahoots with the baby formula manufacturer. And a guy comes out from the FDA and says, I can no longer live with my conscience. The FDA knew that they were poisoning the baby formula and did nothing about it. In fact, they helped them, blah, blah, blah. So that guy should also be rounded up and shot. That's what that idiot just said in the last hour. But I'll go a step further. Here is his master. Here is his master, Barack Obama, when he was a candidate in 2007. I want you to listen to the words of Obama when he railed against monitoring or spying on citizens who did nothing wrong. Listen to 14.
This administration also puts forward a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the security we provide. I will provide our intelligence and law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to track and take out the terrorists without undermining our Constitution and our freedom. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war.
Uh-huh. Now, that was candidate Obama. Now that he became absolute, you know, look, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Lord Acton said that, I think, quite a while ago. Power corrupts, and absolute power has absolutely corrupted Obama. Listen to clip 15.
No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are.
Oh.
And it's not what is necessary to defeat the terrorists. The FISA court works. The separation of powers works. Our Constitution works. We will again set an example for the world that the law is not subject to the whims of stubborn rulers and that justice is not arbitrary.
Then why did you spy on patriots and ignore radical Islamists, Mr. President? Can you explain that? You spied on innocent Americans. Your own attorney general, right after the Boston Marathon bombing, said that you suspect it was tax protesters who were responsible for that bombing. The last piece people on your mind or on your radar, because you have reverse profiled, were the Muslims who did it. You are a clear and present danger to our very democracy. You have become the most dangerous man in this country. You are the man we have been all warned about. And you are now here, and you're ensconced in power. And you are so powerful that all of us fear you. But it doesn't mean that all is lost. If this one young man, 29 years of age, who voted for you, can say enough is enough, and out you with regard to your spying, then others will come forward. We need a floodgate of people in every agency in this country. The remnants of Americans in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA itself, must come forward, and they all must say, we are all Mr. Snowden. They should print T-shirts and say, we are all Snowden. There must be 1 million people and 10 million people and 20 million people say, we are all Snowden. Just as the Dutch, when they were taken over by the Nazis, came out with, and the Nazis put armbands with the Star of David on Jews to round before they rounded them up. The Dutch put armbands, the Christian Dutch, the atheist Dutch, the non-Jewish Dutch, they all wore armbands so the Nazis could not distinguish the Jews as readily. We need the government workers who are still Americans to wear Snowden as an armband. 29-year-old American hero. The man should run for the presidency. The man should run for the presidency for what he did, not be lined up and shot on a wall. Jose in Florida is from the ex-dictatorship of Argentina. He knows what I'm talking about. Jose, did he hang up because he was a great caller? Jose in Florida, welcome to the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please. Go ahead.
I cannot believe I'm standing in the United States of America going through this again. Again. And make no.
You lived in Argentina under the generals, and this is how it started. Is this what happened?
Well, it was a little. It was already civil unrest there, and by the time they took over. But I will tell you one story because you talked about people standing up. My grandfather was a constable in one of the little towns outside of Buenos Aires, and he had a woman come see him because her son had disappeared. And when he was on his way to his office to try and find out what had happened to this kid, two patrolmen stopped him and told him, don't go in there, don't ask about it, these are bad guys.
So in other words, he was warned not to look into the disappeared child, disappeared patriot, because or else they would have taken your grandfather out.
So then it would have been his butt on the sling.
Right, well, that's exactly how a dictatorship functions, through terror and fear. That's what a terrorist state is.
What's coming?
It's where they turn one citizen against another. So this is a very bad precedent. It's a very bad step. And, of course, you've got the loyalists to Obama who are supporting it. Either they're ignorant or they're just fools. But they have no idea how dangerous this is. It's the first step to the road that you are discussing.
Only the last lamb to be led to the lion. That's all they are. It's just a matter of priority. Certain people will go first and certain people will go later, but they will all go.
Well, let me ask you this, speaking from the heart as you are and from the reality that you come from the ex-dictatorship of Argentina, how many years have you been in America?
I got here in 1981. I never thought this would be happening in this country. I became an American because how much I love this country, and I want to puke.
Do you think there's any turning back from this? Do you think that he will be stopped?
I hope. I don't
know. You hope. Right. Well, it's a good answer. Because if we had a loyal opposition, this would be over. There would be around-the-clock hearings. Biden would put down the scotch bottle. He'd throw away his Prozac, and he would start hearings immediately into impeachment. He would demand the resignation of Holder. It should have happened already.
My friend, let me
send you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. It's the only gift I think is worthy of giving to a caller like yourself, because there's another mystery involved here. And I touched on it at the beginning of the show. I may as well touch on it at the end of the second hour of the show before the third hour begins. The timing of the release of this blockbuster expose of spying on ordinary Americans by Obama and his minions inside the NSA. When did it happen? It happened one day before the communist dictator arrived in America. Something else happened, and that is Michelle Obama refused to meet with the leader of China and his wife. She was not available. I've never heard of this. Now, what is that about? Has anyone thought about that at all? The first lady does not meet with the first lady of China and the leader of China? What is that about? Why would she insult them? Why would she avoid them? Because she was angry at them. And what she was saying to them is, okay, so you were coming here and we agreed that we'd put on a show trial of us asking you about hacking and spying in China because we have to do it for the nuts in America, you know, who demand that we care about what goes on in your country, like harvesting organs from political enemies or hacking, you know, into our Defense Department. We don't really care what you do, but we have to make believe we do. So we're going to make that part of the speech. So the premier of China thinks, okay, that's what you're going to do to me when I get there. You're going to embarrass me. Let me tell you who you are, Obama. And bingo, suddenly this gets released the day before, and Obama's exposed for the bigger hacker. Not only that, but a hacker who turns on his on ordinary innocent Americans. And so Michelle gets so angry at the Chinese leaders, she refuses to meet with them. She says to them, oh, my God, you think you get away with this? Do you know who you're talking to? I'm Michelle Obama. But then again, I write fiction. So don't take my word for it. Go to ABC, CBS, NBC, or CNN for the truth. Don't listen to Michael Savage.
Contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Spy versus Thy. Welcome to The Savage Nation for Monday, June 10th, 2013. MichaelSavage.com, home of The Savage Nation, borders, language, culture. Listen, this guy, the NSA leaker, is a great hero. For these idiots on television to say, oh, if he really stood on principle, he should have stayed here and faced the consequences. Look who's talking from the comfort of a Fox News studio. How long do you think this leaker would last in a federal prison in the hands of Obama and Holder? You think he'd last a day? He'd jump out of a window. He'd swallow a razor blade or he'd be beaten to death. That's what would happen to him. Good for him. He has to hide in China. That's how despotic this administration is. He's safer in China than he is in America. No, I'm sorry. This NSA leaker is a hero. A real hero, and he did the right thing by running. Sure, he faces jail. He's going to ask for asylum from any countries that believe in free speech. Where's he going to get it? Where's he going to set it? They'll put him away forever, and he'll never survive jail under this despotic administration. The U.S. probably will extradite him from China, where he's hiding. But the fact of the matter is, he says he's worked as a contractor at the NSA and the CIA, and good for him for blowing the whistle. He said any analyst at any time can target anyone, any selector anywhere. He said, I, sitting at my desk, had the authority to wiretap anyone from you or your accountant to a federal judge to even the president if I had a personal email. Can you believe this? Can you believe what this government is doing under this criminal administration? Good for him. He's a hero. The empty skirts on Fox showed themselves to be the empty skirts with lipstick that they all are. It's sickening to listen to them. He should come back and what, go to jail here to prove he's a hero? No, sir. Snowden's a hero. That's the number one story today on The Savage Nation. What are the number two, three, four, and five stories? The State Department allegedly nixed internal probes into sex assaults, hookers, and drugs by overseas diplomats. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. No wonder you had such a clean State Department. Yeah, it's clean because you didn't let anyone see you within. Yeah, banned by Hillary Clinton. What else is in the news? Michael Savage says the ACLU has turned on Obama over this. Read the article. What else? Savage outraged by zero reaction to the 2011 helicopter crash in Afghanistan. Read the article from the World Tribune. What else? Your friends in Afghanistan killed three more U.S. troops. What else is on MichaelSavage.com? The NSA is looking for extremists today, but how about tomorrow? Maybe you'll be an extremist. And in San Francisco, Muslims have won a big step towards Sharia law in San Francisco. That's right. Cabbies now have their own foot washing stand inside San Francisco Airport. What if a Christian applied for a prayer area at SFO? What do you think these vermin would say to him? Well, there's so many other stories. I don't want to agitate you on a Monday. Again, I'll bring it back to what I said on Friday. Here's the question. Since Obama, by his own admission in his Friday mea culpa, which he shouldn't have done, by the way, you notice you haven't heard from him today? They dummied him up. They shut him up. They took him out. He'll be on vacation. He'll be gone. You won't hear from him again on this. His controllers told him shut up because he went off script on Friday. What he said was, is that we didn't spy on all Americans, only some Americans. Really? So how come they didn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing? Because the Boston Marathon bombing was conducted by Muslims, even though they were Muslims, known to associate with terrorists in Chechnya or Dagestan. They were off limits. The government has so perverted everything that they were only spying on others. Muslims were off limits. So you say, well, he didn't want to profile Muslims. So who did he profile? He profiled you. He profiled members of any Patriot movement, any Tea Party movement, any person in talk radio, any person on the Internet, any person who dared criticize the great man who cannot take any criticism. I can guarantee you that's who he targeted. Now, what is my proof? My proof is in the negative. The negative proof is that the Boston Marathon bombing happened and the federal government did nothing to stop it. $1 trillion and 2 billion bullets, and Big Sis, the fascist in charge of DHS, did nothing to stop the bombing. Nothing, because she was looking at you. She was looking at you. She was looking at returning war veterans. She was looking at people who are anti-abortion. She was looking at people who loved America, who waved an American flag. She was looked at people who called television shows or wrote newspapers supporting the Constitution. That's who was on the watch list. She was not looking at people in a mosque, because they all come here to worship. They just come here to love America. That's the only reason they come here. That's why they didn't catch the Boston Marathon bombers until after the fact. And they were stopped not by the DHS, not by the FBI. They were stopped by the Boston Police Department, filled with American patriots. The cop on the street is our only hope in this country. But they're not going to be around much longer if this keeps up. The average cop on the street is going to be powerless if this keeps up, because I have studied dictatorships virtually since I'm 18 years old. And I know what happens to police once an all-consuming, overbearing, overpowerful federal police force emerges. And you now have a federal police force in the DHS and the FBI. Those are the federales that we've all feared. The federales have been created in the United States of America while you were worried about gay rights and you were worried about barbecue recipes and you were worried about what you should eat for breakfast. The federales have been established. They're armed to the teeth, and Obama is the one who did it. The fact of the matter is, the Espionage Act applies not to Edward Snowden, but to the entire NSA leadership. The entire NSA leadership should be rounded up and arrested and tried under Section 793E of the U.S. Code, Title 18. And if you don't know what that is, which I wouldn't expect you to know, go and steal a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, pages 58 and 59, or buy a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, pages 58 and 59, and you will read that Michael Savage presaged these events, and he said that the Espionage Act, Section 793 of U.S. Code Title 18, would apply in this manner. They violated it. Whoever having unauthorized possession of, access to, or control over any document, writing, code book, signal book, sketch, photograph, photographic negative, blueprint, plan, map, model, instrument, appliance, or note relating to the national defense, or information relating to the national defense, which information the possessor has reason to believe could be used to the injury of the United States or to the advantage of any foreign nation, willfully communicates, delivers, transmits, or causes to be communicated, delivered, or transmitted, or attempts to communicate, deliver, transmit, or cause to be communicated, delivered, or transmitted, the same to any person not entitled to receive it, or willfully retains the same and fails to deliver it to the office, officer, or employee of the United States entitled to receive it. The case is clear-cut enough. This is not a First Amendment case. This is really a Fourth Amendment case. What Snowden did was in line with the greatest acts of the greatest patriots in American history. If we lived in a legitimate government, his face would go on Mount Rushmore, not Obama's face. But Edward Snowden, being the patriot that he is on the run. He's hiding. He was in Hong Kong. He doesn't know where he's going to go to get asylum, where there's no extradition law. We don't know where he's going to end up, if he'll even get that far. I would not be surprised if he's dead before he arrives in another country. He is one of the greatest of American heroes, and he was an Obama voter. He's a 29-year-old young man. He did absolutely the right thing. And again, I have to mention, watching Fox News today, I was very disappointed, but not unexpectedly, in the empty skirts with a lot of red lipstick, who one after the other, these skirts, had the nerve to say, hey, he's no hero. Why? If he was a hero, he would have stayed here and face the consequences, as they say it inside their studios, their air-conditioned studios. This kid wouldn't have lasted a day in an American prison. Not one day. So who are we going to turn to? Many of you are frightened right now. You're listening to me, you're saying, why is he railing on like this? He's putting himself in jeopardy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's play Jeopardy together. Let's read Isaiah together. And the idols shall utterly pass away. And babes... And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. This is from the Bible. The Bible foresaw an Obama administration. Babes shall rule over them. And the people shall oppress one another, every man his fellow, and every man his neighbor. The child shall behave insolently against the aged, and the base against the honorable. Shall I go on a little bit more? Isaiah, the Bible, as for my people, a babe is their master and women rule over them. A babe is their master and women rule over them. Now, who would those women be? Why, it would be Michelle. It would be Valerie Jarrett. And don't you remember who was appointed to be the liaison to the NSA, the National Security Advisor to the NSA? The damaged goods who stood idly by and lied about the killing of an ambassador in Libya. None other than Susan Rice. This occurred a day before Obama got up and tried to justify spying and snooping on patriots in this country. Spying and snooping on patriots in this country, illegally wiretapping you around the clock if he wished. And who did he put into the National Security Advisor position? None other than damaged goods Susan Rice. He doubled down on her for one reason. So she can't rat him out in a congressional hearing. Now that she's the head of the national security, they call her in. Sorry, can't say it's security. What did you do this? Do you not? Don't know. Security can't talk. Blah, blah, blah. I'll write a book about it in a few years for $4 million. Don't know. Can't say. I'm national security advisor. So she's now unable to testify because he wrapped her up in the as the NSA. She's not with the National Security Agency. She's the National Security Advisor. It's two different things. She's actually the liaison to the National Security Agency, which means she has more power over them than they have over their own agency. That's something you don't understand. The National Security Advisor reports to the president. She's a liaison between the president, the executive, and the NSA, the National Security Agency. So what does that mean? She tells them what to do. That's what it means. So now they're insulated from any culpability. They answer again. It all goes back to Barry and Eric. Barry and Eric are now running the country. So a babe is their master and women rule over them. So who are the women? The women are Michelle Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and a few other women. They're running the country, and a babe is their master, is our master. That's what we have right now. Where are the men? Where are the men of the opposition saying enough is enough, damn it, you're being impeached, we're calling emergency hearings, it's over, Barry, it's over, pack your bag. Where is the opposition party? The problem here is the fascist dictatorship that's emerged around you because of Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal gang. And make no mistake about it, he needs to be impeached, Holden needs to be fired, the head of the NSA needs to go to prison, and you need to call 855-407-282 to sound off like a real American. Is the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden, a patriot or a traitor? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Now, Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-369-9668.
On the next morning show, more scandals. Perfect for a ticked-off Tuesday here on KSFO. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 on KSFO.
Yeah, when I came into this office, I made two commitments that are more important than any commitment I make. Number one, to keep the American people safe.
Ha!
And number two, to uphold the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, right.
What I consider to be a constitutional right to privacy.
You have stamped
on it. And an observance of civil liberties.
All right, this is the liar-in-chief with his cover-up speech on Friday that was a disaster. An unmitigated disaster. When he got off script, he had no teleprompter. And the more he talked, the deeper his wheels went into the mud. In any parliamentary system of the type that they have in England, they would call for elections as soon as possible, which would be in a week or two, and the Democrat Party would fall. The government would fall. It would be over. They'd be out of office. And the reason they have such a system is precisely because of lowlifes like this running the country in this manner, as though running roughshod over our Constitution, running roughshod over our economy, running roughshod over our allies, treating our enemies as friends and our friends as enemies. Let me not go down the litany. That's why we have a corrupt, rotten system. Listen, the Fourth Amendment is very clear, Barry. You went to college. You went to Columbia. You're allegedly a great student of the Constitution, Barry. And the Fourth Amendment is very clear, Mr. Obama. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So go to hell. Go to hell, all of you government snoops.
Drop dead. You're not Americans. You're Nazis. You're fascists. You're Stalinists. You're the worst scum on the planet. You should have known better.
Do you know how many drug dealers have gotten off from major buys and major peddling because slimy lawyers used the Fourth Amendment, saying that you violated the Fourth Amendment, you used an unreasonable search and seizure? You ask narcs how many cases they've broken after killing themselves and seeing their partner shot, thrown into the garbage can because of lawyers who said, well, you didn't have a reasonable ground, you didn't have reasonable grounds for a search, and you seized the cocaine without reasonable grounds. You know, okay, so then the case gets thrown out. You know how many times this has happened? Too many. So now, turn it around, Mr. Liberal Lawyer, and you're telling me that you approve of a government spying on everybody in this country at this time? I disagree with you. This is a crime against America. It's a crime against American values. And moreover, it's a criminal act because it is illegal. First of all, the head of the NSA, whoever it is, goes to jail. That's if we had a Republican Party. It doesn't exist. There is no Republican Party. There's a Democrat, socialist, fascist machine that has grown larger and ever larger under this criminal regime called the Obama regime. And then you have a bunch of drunk contractor suckers on the other side called Republicans waiting for the next war so they could dip their beaks into the contracting dollars. Just remember what happened when your great George Bush was in power. And now, speaking to the difference here, because many of you are again being confused because they're obfuscating the Patriot Act under Bush and the Patriot Act under Obama. We had this very same discussion in 2001. We had the very same discussion in 2002 when the Patriot Act was first passed. And I supported it. Why did I support it? I will tell you why. Because I carefully studied it. At that time, we were assured by the Bush administration, by, I believe, his then attorney general, that the only people who would be spied upon would be those who had contact with known terrorists in foreign countries, and it would go through the FISA court. There would be a warrant issued. I said, well, you know, in that case, it makes sense. They should be spying on the Muslims who are calling other Muslims in Pakistan or Afghanistan to plant the bomb in your grandmother's church. I supported it. But now Obama has selectively chosen to spy on Americans. The phone number here is 855-407-282. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution is at stake here. And we have nobody speaking for us that I can see. If you care to comment, again, 855-407-282, 855-407-SAVAGE. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue. But upon probable cause, Barry, supported by oath or affirmation, Barry, and particularly describing the place to be searched, Barry, and the persons or things to be seized, Barry. Where is Michelle Obama? Why did she not meet with the premier of China's wife? Where is she?
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it will generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
One little joint supplement. You know this power.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shotside 560 KSFO. San Jose police have arrested a fourth suspect in what they're calling the gang-related killing of a man in his car last August. Detectives arrested Ruben Cruz in Reno and extradited him to San Jose, where he's now being held. Cruz and three others are accused of shooting Martin Chacon, who was found shot to death in his car on Oakland Road. If you're headed to Europe this week for your summer vacation, you might want to check with your air carrier. France's main airports are asking airlines to cut their flight timetables in half because of a three-day strike by air traffic controllers beginning in France tomorrow. It's expected to spread throughout Europe later this week. Airport officials are warning of massive travel disruptions as air traffic controllers protest plans to centralize control of Europe's airspace. Weather cloudy overnight, temperatures low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, the highs low 80s inland. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Clothing Drive ends soon. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I have told you that the Verizon phone tapping scandal is huge, of these companies giving over your phone records to the spies in the government. Just how big is yet to be seen. Joining us now is Tim Stanley, who says in a recent UK Telegraph column that Obama's national security state is now outside of Democratic control. Wow, just what I wrote in Trickle Down Tyranny. Tim Stanley, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
You're saying that the sheer number of these scandals expose Obama's authoritarianism?
Okay, well, I'm talking about the Obama administration rather than necessarily him, although I would say that he set the tone of his administration. If there was just one scandal, one revelation, then it would be a bad thing, but it wouldn't necessarily tell us something far more dramatic than that one agency had gotten out of control. So if it was just the Verizon scandal, I think that would be a separate matter. But when you add on to that the IRS effectively harassing political opponents, when you have the Department of Justice harassing Fox journalists, when you have the AP's phone records being kept, it all adds up to a general impression of an administration which is out of control and which is using the surveillance state, which was set up for well-intentioned purposes after 9/11 to protect the country, it's using that in a way that's very, very unhealthy. So that's what I mean by it slipped beyond democratic control. Now, does this come from Obama personally? We don't have the smoking email. We don't know how much he knows about what's going on. We don't have answers like that. But what I would say is I think that the partisan aggression of his time in office, the way in which he's consistently attacked opponents and demonized opponents, I think that set the tone for these abuses of power.
Oh, so the so-called conspiracy theorists don't seem to be so crazy now, all those people I talked about in trickle-down tyranny?
It doesn't validate the craziest conspiracy theories, the really bananas ones. It doesn't mean that the world is being governed by a new world order. It doesn't mean that Barack Obama is a lizard or anything like that. What it does do, though, is it legitimizes the questions that some conspiracy theorists do ask. Now, the thing with conspiracy theories is they often ask perfectly rational questions, but then pull out completely irrational answers. So they'll join dots between things and say that this all amounts to some grand universal conspiracy theory. That's rarely the case. But it does leave you starting to have greater sympathy for the kind of people who ask the kind of questions that they ask. And those questions might be simply, does government have too much power? Why is it not transparent? What is it doing with that power? And is it in any way politically partisan? I think those have become, in the last few weeks, perfectly reasonable questions to ask.
Is this the first time that an administration has actually spied on innocent civilians?
Absolutely not. Richard Nixon did do this. Many administrations since the 1960s have used this kind of authority. Ronald Reagan's administration effectively broke the law during the Iran-Contra scandal. George W. Bush, his administration also collected data like this. We know that in 2006, several phone companies, their data was being collected by this. This has happened before. I think what's unusual in this instance is the extraordinary scale of it, the sheer number of departments involved, and at the center of it, this big partisan divide. It's the closest thing it comes to is Nixon and what he did in the White House, but Nixon just did not have this kind of technological ability, this kind of technological savvy, so it kind of dwarfs even what Nixon was capable of doing.
Why do you think this type of spying and tyranny is often overlooked?
I think this kind of thing gets overlooked, partly, and I hope listeners won't take offense at this, but I think Americans have such a faith in their liberty and in their history of liberty that they presume the Constitution is enough to defend them. They've got to realize that actually that's not the case, and some people can hide behind that legacy of liberty. So I think that's part of the reason. I think part of the reason is also that a lot of the media is kind of in the bag for Obama, doesn't want to pay attention to this sort of thing, quite often just isn't interested in this sort of thing. And really the only reason in the last few weeks why the mainstream media has paid attention is because it was the mainstream media that was being targeted. It was when the AP discovered their records were being kept. It was when they discovered the Fox News journalists were being targeted. That's when the media really paid attention to what the administration was doing. And that's why we're suddenly seeing all this being talked about so seriously.
Does it make this story better or worse that some of our elected officials, like Dianne Feinstein, are supporting the administration on this spying on citizens? Isn't that troublesome?
It's worrying that elected officials are involved because it implies that there is an unhealthy relationship between different branches of government. It implies that rather than politicians shining a light on things, rather than doing what they should do, which is to expose where the Constitution is being abused, to expose not necessarily where the Constitution is being broken, but where it's being worked around. Rather than doing that, politicians were playing along with it. I think that's what's so worrying. It's just really unhealthy for a democracy that people elected aren't looking at this sort of thing that's going on and thinking, why is this happening? This isn't right.
Why are the same people who were complaining as loudly as possible about the Patriot Act under Bush are not so oddly silent under Obama?
I think a lot of the people who have suddenly either gone silent or are defending Obama when they were against the Patriot Act, I think they are displaying a common partisanship that's similar in both parties. You will find conservatives who thought the Patriot Act was fantastic under Bush and defended him and who now seem outraged because it's happening under Obama. You'll find liberals who attack the Patriot Act but now who say that Obama's okay. I think that, again, is very sad. This is an issue that goes beyond partisan politics. It's whether you favor limited constitutional government or not. And I think there are some people for whom their political ideals are above constitutional government. They don't care what the government does as long as it's their guy in charge of it. But I think, hopefully, there's a wider group of Americans who just care about the Constitution, regardless of the politics of it. I think those are the people who are outraged at both the Patriot Act and at what Obama's administration has been doing.
How do we turn away from Obama's fascist state in the making?
I think the best thing that can happen is a change in leadership. I don't want to give names as to what that change might be, or whether it's going to be presidential, Senate, whether it's going to come from the Democrats or the Republicans, I don't know. But we need a new kind of politician who, again, whether they're Republican or Democrat, roots all of their promises and pledges in the Constitution and in the limits of what government can do. Until we get a politician like that, until we get the kind of politicians who don't promise too much, who are always looking at ways of expanding government to make us safer or happier or healthier or wiser, if we can get back to a politician who understands the limits of American Republican government, then I think that will solve the problem. But we're going to have to wait quite a while for that kind of politician.
Well, what were the warnings in place? I spent pages on this, pages on it in trickle-down tyranny. You all ignored it.
Definitely, we basically sleepwalked into this. We already had a big warning about this in 2006. A lot of the authority that was used in order to carry out what's happened in the PRISM scandal, that was passed by Congress in 2009. There has always been reportage on this. People have always been talking about this sort of thing. It took a whistleblower, it took Edward Snowden, and to some extent it took people like Bradley Manning in order to expose it, in order to make us think about it more. But definitely, it is very troubling that worries about liberty tend to be limited to a very small group of people. It would be great if the mainstream media talked about it more.
Don't you think the mainstream media has purposely been misleading people on this issue in order to protect Obama and Holder?
I don't think the mainstream media usually is following any particular partisan line. It normally follows the line of, first of all, what it guesses will sell most newspapers or get most traffic to its website. So it tends to stick the stories that it thinks people be interested in. There's also a certain liberal bias within much of the media because most of the journalists are very well-educated people. Many of them are liberals. And there's also a certain snobbery against stories about liberty. There's a feeling that that's what the cranks are interested in. And if we, the New York Times, report on that, well, we're getting down to the level of the cranks. So they tend to ignore those kinds of stories. I don't think there's some, again, it's not about a conspiracy. It's not about one person orchestrating all of this. It's a failure of the culture.
Okay, where do you think it goes from here? What happens next?
We just don't know what more will be revealed. I don't think that can be answered. Look at it this way. At this time, in the early few months of Richard Nixon's administration in 1973, if people had said he would resign 2 years later, you would laugh at them. And now I'm not saying that either Obama is responsible in the way Nixon was, or that it will go as far as it did then. And it would almost be impossible for the Senate to impeach him anyway. But it's wise to remember that we can't second-guess what's going to happen next. This could either all stop tomorrow and we'll become obsessed with some other story, or it could get even bigger. And actually, given what Edward Snowden said in his interview with The Guardian about what the government's capable of and what it has been doing, I think the story could get even bigger.
Now, speaking of this young man Snowden, he's a hero to me. He's hiding in China right now. Is there a Chinese connection here?
I don't know what the answer to that would be. I'm not sure about that. It could turn out that he's made a big mistake by going to Hong Kong because apparently, actually, the extradition treaties with America are quite solid. So he could actually have just made a mistake there. I think from the China point of view, the great irony here is that we have often accused China of doing the very sorts of things that the U.S. has been exposed as doing. And I think that has some impact upon foreign policy when it comes to trying to make moral arguments about things. The U.S. government has been exposed as using the same kind of techniques that dictatorships use.
Okay. How is Obama's domestic spying being viewed overseas? Is it ringing a bell?
I think they do. In Great Britain, it was actually debated in Parliament this week. That was very significant. The British people are obviously concerned about their own emails being tapped, about their own privacy issue. So I think the issue is going wider. It's often interesting to see that different countries respond to the story in different ways. So in Italy, Bradley Manning was very much treated by the media as a traitor. In France, he was treated as a hero. So it quite often depends on the different national culture. I think in Britain right now, what we're really interested in is how this has exposed Obama as a flawed character. We've been sold that he was, almost like a god. And now we're seeing quite how flawed his administration is.
Okay, where can we read more other in my great nonfiction book, Trickle Down Tyranny?
You can read more about this at the Daily Telegraph, which is its coverage has just been fantastic at this, and you can read more at my blog, which is on the Daily Telegraph. And there is a lot of British media which is trying to pick up the stories that some of the American mainstream media don't talk about. We're trying to get there first. So quite often the best way to learn about America is to read about it on British websites.
Tim Stanley, thanks again for your great work and for being on The Savage Nation.
It's a pleasure.
All right, I'm Michael Savage. This is The Savage Nation. We'll be back in a minute.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Do you...
Events in Boston.
Too surreal.
We've had an attack.
Events like this happen.
We will find out who did this, why they did this.
Information is power.
Bomb squad monitoring.
Updates from ABC as they happen.
Information is power.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at putnamgm.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I won a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for a Thirsty Thursday on June 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Bay Bar inside the Sofitel San Francisco Bay Hotel in Redwood City. The Bay Bar at the Sofitel is one of the hottest spots in the peninsula. Join us for light bites, a cold beverage, and political talk, all at the beautiful Bay Bar at the Sofitel San Francisco Bay in Redwood City. For more Thirsty Thursday information, visit KSFO.com.
Do you believe this myth? If I wait years to clean my new carpet, it'll stay clean longer. Myth Defier Zero Res says, fact. Traditional cleaning methods often leave a sticky soap residue that attracts dirt. Now you have the best choice. Fact. Carpet manufacturers' warranties state you must clean with an approved method every 12 to 24 months to maintain your warranty. Fact. Zero Res is approved to keep your warranty valid. Don't settle for cheap or second-rate cleaning. Fact. Zero Res is rated platinum, the highest rating. A zero-res clean is green, leaving your carpet soft. Zero-res technicians are polite and professional. You feel safe. The myth defiers say, get your home zero-res clean. Everyone says use zero-res. Call now for the June Jubilee. Three areas clean for only $129. That's right, three areas for only $129, and you get a 3x5 area rug free. Amazing. Zero-res also cleans tile and air ducts. Commercial customers get free quotes. Call for terms, 877-321-0739, or book online, zeroresbayarea.com today. Everyone says, use zero-res.
On the next morning show, more scandals. Perfect for a ticked-off Tuesday here on KSFO. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 on KSFO.
Florida, WFTL. John, your opinion. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, good evening, doctor. This is a situation that's near and dear to my heart. I was in the military, and I served under the NSA from 2001 to 2004. And during my time in service, one of the things that was a primary focus of our work is not to usurp the Americans' right to privacy. We would never, under any circumstance, unless we had a warrant and went through a foreign court, we would never...
Hold on. So you're confirming what I said to several callers. That they're trying to obfuscate that Bush did it. It's the same as Bush. It's not the same. I know that the FISA court was very strict in those days, and they never spied on Americans. They spied on Americans who were communicating with foreigners who were known to be associated with terrorists. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely not.
Right. So there was a brick wall, a steel wall between spying on innocent Americans with the Patriot Act under Bush. Obama took down the wall the same way he took down the border, the same way he's taken down our privacy. He has made us very unsafe from this government.
You're absolutely correct. This man is a red-blooded patriot. And I'll be telling you what, Dr. Savage, it's the patriots in this military that will not turn on their fellow Americans and will not usurp their right to privacy that's going to be the savior of this country.
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid that I have studied authoritarian regimes ever since I've been 18 years old. And although there were patriots, they also wound up in the internment camps. Anyone who stood up to this overbearing fascist government that emerged in Germany, whether they were police in little provinces of Germany, they didn't last too long. Those police went into the same concentration camps along with the other political dissidents. So I'm not that optimistic that we have the backbone necessary to stand up to this illegitimate.
Dr. Savage, this is a proved check in the system. Mr. Obama does not respect our Constitution, and a patriot stood out.
That's right. All of the far left studied the... I met them, by the way. In my travels through my life, as Mr. Steppenwolf himself, I met liberals who studied constitutional law. They were lawyers, never practiced law, but they were experts in the Constitution. The only reason they were experts in the Constitution was to try to modify it or subvert it. That's why he was a constitutional lawyer. It was not to uphold the Constitution. It was to get around it or destroy it. That's what he studied in his years in the university. Listen, I know what I'm talking about here. I've been around the block. I know exactly what this administration is. I've been trying to warn America. I've been trying to sound the bell. I've been the poor reviewer of my time, and I'm not exhausted yet. I'm just catching my second wind. And I will tell you something else. This is a defining moment in American history. This kid is a patriot. Anyone who doesn't see that doesn't belong in this country. They don't move to Syria. The phone number here is 855-407-282. This is the biggest story of your life. You have to understand something. You're living through a tsunami that is running over America from this illegitimate, out-of-control criminal regime that has seized power in the United States of America. The NSA scandal is the biggest scandal of your life. It makes Watergate look like what it was, a green pea inside a tidal wave. Now, the question to you is, because many of you are confused, is this fellow, Edward Snowden, a patriot or a traitor? My point of view, he's a patriot. How does he differ from the other case of a hacker who is now being tried basically by the U.S. Army? You remember his name? There's a big difference. The other guy was trying to undermine the U.S. military. He had no altruistic intent whatsoever. You know who I'm talking about. Don't compare two. It's apples and oranges. That would be like comparing Rubio to George Washington. The fact of the matter is, the NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden, who was running for his life because he knows he wouldn't last one day in an American prison, he'd either fall out of a window, he would either hang himself in the cell, he'd either swallow a toothbrush or a razor blade, he would choke on a green pea or a carrot. That's why he has disappeared. That's why he's gone. Is he a patriot or a traitor is the question to you, the Savage Nation. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I suggest you give up your American citizenship and apply for citizenship either in Syria or Lebanon because you don't belong in America. Who is it who I'm talking about? Why has he disappeared? Who is he running from? Do you think Obama is finished? The contractor who leaked the NSA files has dropped out of sight, and the United States is trying to extradite him either out of Hong Kong or out of China. The fact of the matter is, the reason they want to extradite him is to make sure he's killed. Why do I say that? Why? Didn't you see what appeared on the top of the Drudge Report a little earlier? I guess not. Well, I'll tell it to you. Someone in the media overheard members of our national security team talking about killing him at an airport. They were doing it in a jocular manner. They were kidding, of course. They said he should be disappeared. And now he's disappeared. Now, I'm not naive. Do I think that this occurred out of the blue? No. Is the timing of the NSA scandal, all of these leaks, rather suspicious? Of course it is. It occurred one day before the premier of China, the communist dictatorship China, was coming to America. Now, let's put two and two together. The head of China and his wife are coming to America to meet Obama. Obama reluctantly tells him in advance that he's going to have to make a show of asking him about hacking into American computers, meaning China. He's going to have to lecture him in order to hold any of his creds with his liberal base because he can give a rat's behind to the rest of America. His hardcore liberal base demanded that Obama challenge the dictator of China on hacking. So what does the dictator of China do? Well, I don't know. Is he related directly to Snowden in some way? Can't tell, but there seems to me to be some relationship. So the Chinese premier sends Obama a piece of polonium sushi, a piece of toxic dim sum, is sent back to America the day before, and it's dropped in Obama's lap to say, oh, so you want to put me on the carpet for spying on America? I'll tell you what, I'll put you on the carpet, Obama, for spying on your own citizens, and let the citizens decide which is a bigger dictatorship. That's how I see it. That's number one. But whatever the reasons are, this is a gift, because this gift can save your life. This gift should save America. This gift will save the Fourth Amendment, if not the First Amendment and several other amendments, which I've not studied in detail. He is a hero. He should be winning a Nobel Prize for what he did. But instead, he's on the run.